So thanks for everyone for coming along to the special council meeting on the 12th of November 2018, and I'll declare the meeting open at 6:30 and acknowledge the traditional custodians, the Gariyata people, and recognise the contribution of Gariyata elders past, present and future in working together for the future of Port Hedland. Thank you. Item 3, recordance of attendance, is as listed. Everybody's present. 3.2, attendance by telephone, instantaneous communication. There's nil. 3.3, apologies. There is nil. 3.4, approved leave of absence. There is nil. 3.5, disclosures of interest. Council members, do I have any disclosures of interest?
Not
so,
again,
nil. Thank you. Item 4, public time. Need to read out this note. This meeting is being recorded on audio tape and live streamed in line, streamed live online as an additional record of the meeting and to assist with minute-taking purposes, which may be released upon request of third parties. If you do not give your permission for recording your participation, please indicate this at the meeting. The public is reminded that in accordance with section 616 of the Town of Port Hedland Local Law and Standing Orders, nobody shall use any visual or vocal electronic device or instrument to record the proceedings of any meeting unless that person has been given permission by the presiding member to do so. Members of the public also reminded that in accordance with section 6174 of the Town of Port Hedland Local Law and Standing Orders, mobile telephones must be switched off and not used during the meeting. In accordance with section 673 of the Town of Port Hedland Local Law and Standing Orders, members of the public are required to complete a question form and place the completed form in the tray provided. So I shall open public question time at 6:32. And do I have any questions from the public? No. So I shall close public question time at 6:33. 4.2, a public statement time. I'll open public statement time at 6:33. And call for public statements from the gallery. Do you have any public statements? No? Okay, we'll close public statement time at 6:33. 4.3, petitions, deputations, presentations and submissions, there is nil. Item 5, question from members without notice. Deputy?
No, thank you, ma'am.
Councillor?
No, thank you.
Councillor Whitwell? Please, can you speak in the mic, Councillor?
I don't raise it now, but I'd like to raise it during debate. Just some issues that I've just circulated to the MPA, and I think that's sufficient to talk about the debate.
Okay, thank you. Councillor Carter?
No.
Councillor Dukash?
No.
Councillor Heber? Councillor McDonough?
No, thank you.
Councillor Pitt? Okay, that's quick. Thank you, councillors. Item 7, declarations of all members who have given due consideration to all matters contained in the business paper before the meeting. Could I have a show of hands, please? Thank you, 9-0. Thank you. Read out this disclaimer. Members of the public are cautioned against taking any action or council decisions on items on this evening's agenda in which they may have an interest until formal notification in writing by the town has been received. Decisions made at this meeting can be revoked pursuant to the Local Government Act 1995. Item 8.1.1, building better regions funds. Now I have a just a statement before we move on, so people that are watching on live stream have a better understanding of what this item is about. So the Building Better Regions Fund is a $641 million pool funded by the federal government. There are two streams of funding available under the program: infrastructure project stream and a community investment stream. The infrastructure project stream supports projects which involve the construction of new infrastructure or the upgrade of or extension of existing infrastructure that provide economic and social benefits to regional and remote areas. Applications for this stream close on 15th of November. This is why this special meeting has been called. The town has prepared a submission for the infrastructure project stream for the upgrade of the ageing external components of the J.D. Hardy Youth Zone in South Hedland. This funding application, if successful, will partly fund the laying and construction of a new shaded multi-purpose courts to the west of the J.D. Hardy building, allowing for increased participation of current facility users, and will encourage the development of new programming and events moving forward. This project represents the first stage of expansion in a planned multi-stage project. And all the concept plans and information is attached to tonight's agenda on the Town of Port Hedland website. It's all public information. So, 8.11, Building Better Regions Fund, with the officer's recommendation on page 10. Do I have a mover in the officer's recommendation? Move Councillor Carter. Do I have a seconder?
I'll second it.
Seconded Councillor Arif. Do I have any against?
I'd like to ask questions I put to you for this session, and I'd just like to get to
a mover and a seconder. I have a mover and a seconder. Do I have any against?
I'll have a bit against it, but just
Speakers for.
Yeah.
Councillor Carter. Speakers for Councillor Arif. Speakers against Councillor Whitwell. Councillor Carter.
Sorry, yeah, this goes inside with our strategic plan for the South Hedland and Hedland itself. It's a great facility for the children and also for the town of Port Hedland. It's something that's very well needed for our town and our community, and I think it should be voted on and approved straight away.
Thank you, Councillor Carter. Speakers for Councillor Arif.
Thank you very much. As Councillor Carter said, we did the very, very, very successful Live It Talent campaign last year, and one of the things that came through very clearly was about maintenance of our existing infrastructure, and the J.D. Hardy is a classic example of that, and by applying for this grant, we can upgrade our ageing infrastructure, the external infrastructure of the J.D. Hardy Centre, as very clearly laid out in our strategic community plan. The funds for this have been allocated in our current year budget and going forward into the future as well for restoration and expansion. So it was there, and to have a grant, if we are successful, pay 70% of that makes this even more advisable that we go along this road and apply for the grant. It's going to be done regardless. What better way to do it than with federal government money? By upgrading, by replacing the court surfaces, which are very worn and need to be replaced, we are enabling groups in our town to participate in sports. The girls, encouraging girls to play sports. disabled people, wheelchair basketball. I know that there's a whole team's worth of wheelchairs that are waiting for a basketball court in this town. The disadvantaged youth, these people can all have access to these courts much longer into the day if we have shade. The town of Port Hedland in the past have not been good at getting good grants, and this is a really good opportunity for us to succeed, to build on what we've got. And so I think this is very important that we do move on with this, apply for the grant by the deadline in a couple of days' time, and hopefully build some better facilities for our community.
Thank you, Councillor Hurry. Speakers against, Councillor Whitler.
Look, when this came up, I was quite supportive of it, and I still am. It's just a few questions that I've got to ask, which I don't particularly want to ask tonight, right? But I think they can be matters that have to be considered in the grant application. Because there's issues about, I don't know how many courts are around the place, you know, like, as far as I can see, I've been to basketball events at Wood Green Stadium. I don't know if that counts as a basketball court or a multi-court. But the multi-court is what they're going to put in there, not just going to be a basketball court. And I've put a few questions here, and I don't really want to go over them in detail, but I'd like our administration to have a look at those, because I'm sure that so they will come up if they're not actually brought up by you and covered in the actual grant. Right. That's all I want to say.
Councillor Whitwell, would you like to clarify a little bit further on that? Or is that all you'd like to say on that one? Yes.
I couldn't be any clearer at the world.
I'm afraid I didn't understand what you said. Would you like to try and explain it a little bit better for people that may be watching?
Okay. Well, I'll say that I'm seeking some information from the administration, and in the things like how many precincts, how many basketball courts have we got here, right? First of all, that's the first question. It's not, we've got two seemingly dilapidated and need resurfacing. Now, you know, I don't see the need to do this, right? Because frankly, that one of those we're going to actually replace if we go ahead with this particular proposal.
Councillor Whitwell, can I suggest, would you like to go outstanding orders and discuss this?
Yes, certainly.
I have a mover in the deputy, a seconder in Councillor Pitt. Do I have any against? Okay, well, your outstanding orders. Speak freely. Can we just make sure that we're speaking to the microphones?
Well, look, we're talking about three existing basketball courts, which is going to be resurfaced, obviously, much better than what it is at the moment. And we're also talking about putting shade over them, which is a great idea. Nobody can come back from that. Also, a very convenient position, which is next to where children go up and down, basically, that side of the J.D. Hardy Centre. So it's got some great features about it, and I don't reject those at all. I think they're very good, and I thought so the other night. It just came to my mind that you've got other courts around, and we're going to have to consider that in the application we're putting forward, which isn't considered yet in the information we've got here. And that is that what's going to happen, for example, when we've got more courts, are they going to effectively take the load off the existing courts? And therefore, it's actually going to, it depends on how many, of course, and that's how we have to do the work on how many people are likely to use it, right? And whether any of those will what constitutes a drop-off to a major course. So that's a question I just wanted to have raised.
I can comment on that if you like. In the briefing that we had about this proposal, the administration said to us that the strategic community plan, outlined that people in the community didn't want more new shiny things. They just wanted the stuff that we had to be better. Now, this proposal doesn't create a new new basketball courts. It is replacing the ageing basketball courts that we have at the JD. So, it's giving those new basketball courts, at the JD, a show structure over the top of it. And allowing the linkage from the JD up to the water park, so you start creating that precinct. So that was explained to us, at the briefing last week. That I'm sure you were there.
I'm sure I'm there on that briefing, and I'm sure I understand it very well.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's one of the great features of this, right? That it actually does go towards replacing, as I said a little while ago, an existing three courts that are out in the J.D. Harvey area. I'm just looking at some other issues around it, that's all. I'm not trying to say to you, this is a bad idea, right? But I wanted to just raise these things, because these are things that the people who will be evaluating this are going to have a look at, right? And I'll say, how many courts you got in Port Hedland? Well, that's not here, right? And so, we just need a bit of tidying up on that side to make sure that we've got a concrete position forward. The other thing is that...
The report outlines that we have, two outdoor basketball courts.
Does, but that's our outdoor ones, because they compete with the ones that are internal.
And the report also says that we have two internal basketball courts that are utilised heavily.
Right.
Between the times of 5 and 10 p.m.
Yes.
And if you frequent those courts, you will see that that's the case. Actually, the JD indoor courts, when you go in there in the mornings, it's packed with kids.
Yep.
Every morning. So the courts that we have indoors are utilised heavily.
But what about the ones up in the...
Again, the SCP said, the strategic community plan said that when we spoke to the kids, the high school and the primary schools, they said that one of the main things that they wanted was our courts, our outdoor courts, to have shade because of the heat and the the sun issues. So this is what this proposal is currently trying to rectify. Is one of the main points that was outlined in a strategic community plan process.
Nobody's suggesting that's incorrect, that's what you did. But we're adding to that, right? We're looking at the Winger Stadium and seeing whether, in fact, I don't know, but whether kids actually use that. And it's set up for basketball as well. I've been there, I've seen it being used. And so, it's not simple. I think it's possible, and I don't think it will detract, provided we're all up front, right? And my view is that in the information I had before me, it wasn't quite as well put up front. That's all I'm saying.
Could you just explain which information is on up front?
I said they're all in the stadium. Right? So you don't seem to get that.
No, I don't. The report outlines it quite clearly. I'm just not understanding which part of the report is not clear.
It's not the report that's not clear. It's what the economists are going to look at and say, how many of these courts have you got and what the demand is, right? And you haven't made that straight.
Can I comment there?
Yes.
What we haven't done yet is an assessment around the usage of all our courts. When we do Warren Corris Stadium Master Plan, we will look at that and how it's used and when we do McGregor Street as well. What we do know is that the JD facility is extremely well used. And at this stage, as I say, we haven't gone and done a user analysis for each area. It's not a rush job. We know that it's well used, and we're basing it on that information, and also that the community valued the JD as a facility to add to. So,
and I think that's great. You know, like I've never said otherwise. Sorry. And it's just that looking at I looked at another couple of things here, and one related to. Right, what are we going to do with the other precinct that we've got for the three? We've got three other ones. I think they're outside that area, right? What's going to happen to them? Are they going to be upgraded in any way?
Are they relevant to our discussion tonight? I don't think they are.
It's not. We are actually only talking about the JD Hardy Centre.
They're not relevant to the agenda item.
Okay, so we can go back into the
Yes.
So the existing three courts at the JD will be demolished, and that's where the proposed car park is. So this is replacing three new multi-user courts with a roof. And then the modern Cora Stadium and McGregor Street, we'll assess and do each of them based on their merits once we get to them.
Well, look, I'm not going to raise any other matters. I'm raising in my thinking here, and I'm saying I support the promotion of children in the in playing basketball particularly, and I like the building attachment to the JT Hardy Centre, and also the courts are effective, they're in the effective part of the children's natural walkway, which is the point we made, right? And so there's no dispute, it's just a question of can we please tidy it up a little.
Do I have any other further comments or questions? Do I have a mover to go back into standing orders? Move to Councillor McDonough. And second, Councillor Hibber. Going against? No. It's passed. Not at all. We are at speakers against. Councillor Whitwell, did you want to finish? Or have you finished?
Oh, I've finished.
Okay. Speakers for?
Yeah, I'll speak to it for it now. It's been several people raise the point that it's in line with our SCP. It's very much that we know that the current courts the surface degraded significantly, and it's actually in our budget to upgrade that this year. So if we go ahead with this and we're successful, then we obviously can redirect those funds to the new courts, which will be, as has been stated, undercover. And if we've got a public facility that's well utilised now, and it's not undercover and it's not well lit, we're talking about building a new facility attached to the JD that's going to be undercover, so that, you know, obviously much safer for our kids, and then well lit, so also much safer at night time. It also ties in with their the natural thoroughfares through there, and then, you know, as part of the actual concept plans that are part of the agenda, we've seen ties in with the thoroughfare down to Marquee Park, and just part of activating that whole area and then really tying in with the rest of the master plan for the JD, which we've spoken about. I think we're calling this stage two at the moment currently, so stage three of the master plan. I think it's an exceptionally high quality report and submission for the Building Better Regions Fund, and I'm wholeheartedly in support of it, and I'd like to see us put this to the vote now. Thank you.
Speakers against? Speakers for? I'll speak for it. This is an application to the federal government to try and get $3.7 million in funding, because the project is going to cost around the $5 million mark, or just under. So we haven't committed to building anything. We have developed a plan. And now we're putting the proposal to the federal government through this funding stream to enable us to basically get the federal government to pay 70% of the cost of rebuilding the basketball courts and redeveloping the area outside of the JD Youth zone there. So once we get the okay from the federal government, if our application is good, then we have the opportunity to actually move forward and and develop this precinct. So this is a funding application that we put to the federal government. We are hoping to receive quite a few million dollars in funding, so then we can move forward and develop that area. Well, that's basically what this agenda item is about. And I would find it very unusual for the council to not support external funding from the federal government to redevelop and renew an aging asset that we have here in Port Hedland that's well utilised by the kids and the community. So I'd strongly suggest that all council members vote in favour of it so we can get this funding proposal submitted ASAP, because it does close on the 15th of November, so we don't have much time left. Speakers against? Speakers for? Right of reply, Councillor Carter.
Yes, Mayor, I think this is a great project, and to get federal government funding for this project doesn't come out of the council's budget. It's a great idea. Get what we can, I reckon. Yeah.
Thank you. Put it to a vote. Those in favour of the officer's recommendation, can I show the hands, please? Motion's passed 9-0. Thank you. Item 9, matters for which a meeting may be closed, confidential matters, there is nil. Item 10, 10.1, date of the next meeting. The next Ordinary Council meeting will be held on Wednesday the 28th of November 2018, commencing at 5:30, with a public agenda briefing being held on Wednesday the 21st of November 2018, commencing at 5:30. So I declare the meeting closed at 6:58. Thank you for attending and thank you for watching.